This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Jack Posobiec, tell us about your trip to Europe you're planning to investigate the Soros operations.
Alex, I am off to Eastern Europe. I'm going to be leaving here just in a few days. I don't want to give out all the full details for OPSEC purposes, of course, but I will be meeting with anti-Soros activists, anti-Soros newsletters and journalists and reporters that are working over there to fight what Soros is doing. He is putting so much money into these refugee programs. He is trying to force these countries like Poland, like Romania, like Belarus to take in these migrants, forcing them in. They're standing up. They're saying, no, we want to defend our culture. We want to defend our borders. But the EU is saying, we will fine you. And Soros is turning his mouthpiece propaganda media into attacking the people that are standing up for themselves the same way they stand up against Trump.
You know, Jack, I think what you're going to find, because I just returned from an Eastern European trip, is that the United States embassies in Bucharest, in Budapest, in Ankara, are completely controlled by George Soros. George Soros,
yes,
financed the college educations of most of the employees of the U.S. embassy in Bucharest. These are nests of open societies, people. And you have to wonder, what is Rex Tillerson waiting for in terms of cleaning these people out? But then you see that Tillerson has hired this woman, Fiona Hill, a former staffer for Soros, who's infiltrated the Trump State Department and is arguing against aligning ourselves with the Hungarian government, for example, in their efforts to isolate and identify Soros as an enemy of democracy. It's outrageous that this can go on.
There's millions still pouring out of the State Department in terms of aid for these global warming programs, these climate programs that are going directly to the pockets of some of the most terrible dictators around the world in Africa, some of these people that are extremely anti-democracy in Eastern Europe. However, Soros has no problem with it as long as they play by
his agenda. Sure. Well, Jack, it shows the games they play. Peter Sutherland, George Soros, all of them, said, we're going to get rid of the borders, we're going to cause a migrant crisis, we're going to destabilize the Middle East, we're then going to bring these people in, call them refugees, they're almost all military-age men, then when they cause problems, we'll make Europe give up its rights to not make the Muslims mad. We're being held hostage, this is their plan, and people are revolting against it, and even Bill Gates has come out and said Europe has to stop this, because he knows the sleeping giant's awake. I want to invite you to report for us. I need a report for the Rebel Media. They do a great job. But I'd love for you to pop in while you're in Eastern Europe with us, either on a live transmission or on the nightly news. Thank you, Jack Posobiec.
Thanks, Alex. See what we can do.
Roger, I want to give you some final comments. I'll get to other callers coming up as Bob Barr joins us, and then John Rappaport. I'm going to premiere the piece coming up at the bottom of the next hour with, of course, Megyn Kelly, the first installment being exposed, what she did behind the scenes. This is going to be powerful. But continuing here, therebel.media, citizensfortrump.com, that's Jack Posobiec. What else is coming up when you're on the nightly news tonight?
Well, I've got to tell you, this attack on me and my family by these high-priced Obama leftist Soros-backed lawyers came out of left field. And I can't even tell you, I've got 30, 40 press calls waiting for comment. I've put together a statement, but it's very important to nail a lie immediately. They can't even prove that the DNC emails were hacked, never mind that they were hacked by Roger Stone or the Trump
camp. And the New York Times admits no proof.
It's bogus, but it's an attempt, again, to achieve through the courts what they couldn't achieve at the ballot box. It's meant to try to remove a President Trump. I guess they see that the congressional inquiry is going nowhere, and now they hope for a left-wing District of Columbia judge to allow them to violate our civil rights.
Yeah, it's total intimidation, and it's not going to work. Roger Stone, good to have you on board with the InfoWar.
Great to be here.
I tell you, we're really giving them hell thanks to listener support. We'll be back with Bob Barr. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we could not have a better guest on right now. I had Roger Stone on earlier, and he goes, you know, you ought to get Bob Barr on. He can really expose Mueller and what he did at the Waco siege and all the corruption and also Comey. And I was like, well, that's actually why I have him on today. I've been trying to get him on for a few weeks, you know, since the whole Comey thing blew up. And now we've got him today. He also heads up Liberty Guard, fighting the unconstitutional stuff with the NSA and the TSA and all the rest of it. But Bob Barr's the guy that, you know, crafted the articles of impeachment that actually got that going, and we sure need him back in Congress. I wanted to get him on just to talk about the waterfront, what it's like to see these spectacles of John McCain sending people to Russia, to England, meeting with the Russians, wanting dirt, this lawyer that they let back in, even though her visa was out, now connected to Soros and anti-Trump rallies and a meeting with the Democrats and clearly working for them, trying to set up Donald Jr. And I should give the guy a medal going to try to find out dirt about Hillary. That's what you're supposed to do. McCain didn't commit crimes going to try to find dirt on Trump. The issue is they made it up, though. The whole PPGate thing's now been proven to be a fraud. But we know Hillary sold out our uranium. We know the Clinton Foundation would meet in Morocco and get $12 million from foreign donors while she was sitting Secretary of State. I mean, everything they say about Trump, who's fired all the lobbyists, you name it, is exactly what they've done. And I'm not on some Trump worship bandwagon just to do it. It's that we haven't had a president this clean in a long time. And he's actually got illegals 63% down coming across the border as he's killed the TPP. He's got the stock market up and hundreds of billions of new investment. And he's trying to get taxes cut, but he's got the Republican establishment against him. So we've got Bob Barr, bobbarr.org, libertyguard.org. You couldn't have a better guest on. He's been a federal prosecutor, been a U.S. attorney, been in Congress, CIA, whole nine yards from every angle, a professor, you name it. Just to give us his view of the world right now, the left saying they want COG, they want to cancel the last election, the left saying hashtag hunt Republicans. I mean, I've never in history, except maybe in Weimar Germany in the 1932 or something, seen a more volatile climate, and it's all from them. And then Pelosi saying, we're winners, we're the face, Chucky Schumer and I, when they're so unpopular. It just, they're so delusional, but I'm not arrogant. I think they're dangerous. I think they could somehow, even though they're, you know, half lobotomized, they're so bold. If we don't stand against them, they could really plunge this country into greater chaos. Former Congressman Bob Barr, what do you think about that little rant?
Well, it wasn't a rant. It was simply a factual statement. And I agree 100% with what you're saying. If it weren't serious, it would be funny. Some of the what I call the post-factual statements that the left makes continuously, whether it's Pelosi or whether it's Pocahontas up in Elizabeth Warren. The problem is when you have a group of people, in this case the Democratic Party and their leftist allies, making over and over and over again statements and setting out agendas that have no relationship whatsoever to the real world or to facts. They just make stuff up. It's funny, but it is extremely dangerous, and that's what worries me when you have people, despite the fact that Elizabeth Warren is, her lack of substance is probably only second to Nancy Pelosi's, when you have people like that and the others up there making these idiotic, untrue, non-factual statements over and over and over again, it's dangerous because these people are, in fact, in positions to do things to the American people on behalf of the government, can very quickly turn from just sort of funny to extremely dangerous.
As a former U.S. attorney and prosecutor, what do you make of Comey? And now that they admit it's classified, and he said he didn't leak, but he did leak, and all the clear-cut perjury going on and the illegal leaking, it just seems wild-eyed.
It is, and I've met Comey. I don't know him well at all, and it's been a number of years since I've actually seen him in person. But the appearance, the statements that he made when he went before the Senate several weeks ago, and this utterly incomprehensible, idiotic scenario that he admitted to, that, well, he didn't trust the president, so he runs back to his office and he dictates these memos, and then because he was afraid that the president might lie about his meeting with him, he gives this information, this memo or memos, to a friend of his to then give to the New York Times. One, the guy doesn't even have the courage to do something himself and accept the consequences of it. He has to go through somebody else to basically do his dirty work. This border is not just on ridiculous, but criminal. And where you have somebody in his position that carries, you know, whether we like it or not, a lot of gravitas, so to speak, simply because he has, in fact, occupied very high positions in our government, including the number two person at the Department of Justice and the head of the FBI. We have to take this stuff seriously, and hopefully... Chris Wray, who is in the process of being confirmed for the FBI director, will actually go where the evidence leads him and recommend prosecutions.
Former Congressman Bob Barr, former federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, is with us right now. Looking at this, and just looking at Mueller, I mean, I know you've been critical of Mueller. You've been there when he's testified with Waco and other debacles. These guys are two best buddies. I look at everybody Mueller's hiring. It's almost all rabid Democratic Party operatives with axes to grind. What do you make of all that?
It seems to me that that Mueller, and you mentioned the Waco hearings, just to kind of refresh your listeners' recollection of that back. During the Waco hearings, which was in early 1995, when I was at the time a freshman member of the Congress and the Judiciary Committee, and we were holding a series of very important hearings on the Waco tragedy, one morning before we were set to have a number of FBI agents testify before the Congress, the committee that I was working on, I get a call out of the blue from Bob Mueller. Who was at the time, he wasn't the FBI director, but he was an official government employee, I believe, at the time. Bob Mueller was serving as an assistant U.S. attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia. And he calls me up out of the blue and says, essentially, and I have this set forth in my book on the impeachment, The Meaning of Is. He says, Bob, I know you have some... witnesses there today from the FBI in these Waco hearings. I know these guys. You know these guys. They're good guys, so go easy on them. That's not the way I operate. It's not the way you operate, Alex. It's not the way your listeners expect to see government operating. But it's part of the good old boy deep state network up there that is basically corrupting or trying to corrupt our entire system of justice in this country. And Comey was right in the thick of it. What he did was highly inappropriate, if not illegal.
I mean, going back to high school, I like to watch C-SPAN. And then when I was in college, watching you. And then I've been on the air since I was like 21. But I've never seen such wildness and lying by the media. And just personally, whether it's the New York Times or the Washington Post or Texas Monthly, I was reading a Texas Monthly article about me, and it just has anonymous sources that once I walked into a movie theater and told a guy named Doyle, I'm fake. I believe nothing I say. And they just had this false statement in there, and then they quote somebody else saying, you know, once I walked in a store and said, I'm fake. I mean, the lies are so ridiculous that it's like they're writing it to be discredited or something. But I realize that's not what it is. It's just that they've hired a bunch of lazy, stupid people. And then I see what they're doing to Trump. And I sit there and I see it because I follow the actual policy. I know what's going on. And the way, you know, they say, oh, the Polish first lady wouldn't shake his hand. Well, no, they just cut the video and said she didn't. And you know, it's little stuff like that, but it's a wall of lies. CNN reported last Saturday that there was no violence in Germany at the G20 and that it was all peaceful. I mean, every other news publication called it an orgy of violence. You're a smart guy. And you know, you've seen a lot of angles. Is there some method here I'm missing? Because I'm really starting to get confused.
the method, and by the way, I like your analogy to a wall. This is a wall of lies that the Dems, the Democrats, and the lefties have built. This is a wall, so to speak, that we don't need to be building. We need to be tearing down the wall. As Reagan said, tear down this wall of lies and falsity and so forth. The problem is, because there are so many people in our society that don't have the background, haven't taken the time to study our system of government, they don't care about facts, there are huge numbers of people, Alex, out there who actually will believe this nonsense that Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Elizabeth Warren spouts. The problem partly is that if you say something, whether it is true or false, whether it is outrageous or rational, if you simply say something over and over and over again, shrilly, such as Elizabeth Warren in the well of the Senate saying, you know, people will die if this health care plan is passed. If you say it enough times, if you say it loud enough, people actually start to believe it and will act on it. That's why it's so important to have you out there and a lot of your colleagues who actually believe in facts. It's just critically important that you're out there putting the lie to this and tearing down this wall of the post-factual world, as I call it.
Well, exactly. They'll put false quotes in Trump's mouth. They'll do it to his sons, his family, anybody that supports him. They'll just say, yeah, did you hear how this person said something racist, and then never show the clip. Or they'll have Tom Brokaw come out and say, Jones is an unalloyed racist. I don't want to make about myself, but that's what they do. And then they don't show a clip of you saying something racist, or they say, Jones says we have Martian bases. I never said that. I don't cover UFOs. It's just a new level of lying. And like you said, they know they've got a base that will believe anything they're told. They'll believe that we're really going to kill old people if we get rid of Obamacare, even though Pocahontas and Ezekiel Emanuel admit it's designed to wreck the old health care that was the best in the world and bring in single payer. I mean, it's so diabolical.
And it translates, it slops over from the media world, which is bad enough because that's the basis on which a lot of people make decisions and colors their view of government and the electoral process. But, and this we see this happening in Nevada right now with the Clive and Bundy cases.
Oh, in fact, you've been on that. Let's talk about that. You've been really spearheading exposing that. Why do you think this is so dangerous? And kind of just spend a minute or two recapping for folks what really happened.
What really happened was a simple confrontation that ended peacefully back in April of 2014 between a group of Americans who care about land rights, who care about property rights, who understand who owns what property and who cannot or does not own property, such as the federal government claiming that it owns between 85% and 90% of all the land in Nevada. So you had a dispute that had been, in fact, brewing for quite a period of time between Mr. Bundy, who is a rancher, in several generations.
Kicking people
ranchers,
off. Kicking people off set known grazing rights.
Yes, and so the government comes in and wants to not only force him to pay all of this money that they claim the government claims is owed them because some of his cattle might have eaten a few plants on property that the government claims is theirs, but they went beyond that, and they were and did engage in actions to actually take some of his cattle and start killing them. And in response to that, the Bundys were able to have a lot of folks from not just Nevada but other states, people who understand what's going on out there in Nevada with the Bureau of Land Management. They came out there in support of the Bundys, and it ended several days later in April of 2014. No shots were fired. But I think the problem, Alex, that then gave rise to the indictments that the government issued. issued in early 2016 against not only the Bundys, but I think there were 19 defendants that the government brought indictments.
And then now we've got FBI agents getting indicted for shooting people in cold blood. It's just escalating.
It is. I mean, I'm sure you remember, as a lot of your listeners probably do, the way they went after Senator Ted Stevens up in Alaska, falsifying information, improper relations between FBI agents and certain witnesses. This is the deep state with a vengeance, what they're doing to the Bundys, what they tried to do to Senator Ted Stevens.
And so this is where the rubber meets the road. You've got areas like Nevada where they say 90% of the land is government. Other areas out west, on average, it's like 60%. And a lot of these feds, this is really where there is corruption, become their own little boss hogs and start making side business deals. And now it doesn't matter if you've been grazing on this land since before it was even a territory, 1877. Doesn't matter. The public doesn't understand law, doesn't understand grazing rights, doesn't understand surface rights. We're just saying get your cattle off of here. And then, you know, having feds start shooting little kids off the bikes and just really arrogant, because the feds are trying to hire arrogant social justice warriors to be BLM. So there's a little bit of pushback. So then they shoot, you know, an innocent guy who's unarmed getting out of his truck. And now it escalates. And so we're now to this point.
And if it is allowed to continue, and hopefully at some point, President Trump, who spoke about these issues, including specifically the problems between BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and private citizens, landowners, ranchers, and so forth. Mr. Trump spoke about this during the campaign back in 2016. Hopefully, we will see some of those ideas that Mr. Trump had and spoke about during the campaign in support of property rights and against the
government. I was about to say, he funded a lot of the BLM, put in new directors in the imperious attitude and bent, but also, you know, they go, oh, don't give away the national parks. Forget the national parks. That's a small part. We need to start privatizing these areas and, you know, doing it judiciously. But that's where our boom economy comes from, is actually going in all over this country and freeing up the land. I mean, the feds, as you know, in Texas have declared tens of thousands of square miles in Oklahoma and Texas on the Red River. We're talking totally owned ranches with no federal connections, and the feds show up and declare 2-3 miles on both sides of the Red River and just start taking at gunpoint people's property. I mean, it's out of control. And have you seen any signs as a real activist, former Congressman Bob Barr, of Trump being able to slow this? Because we know the bureaucracy has been an open mutiny against him.
I certainly hope that we see some real movement on this pretty quickly. I know some of his early executive orders and other documents that President Trump signed in the first couple of months of his being sworn in as president, they did move us in the direction of reducing the regulatory burdens on the citizens and businesses of this country. But it's now at the point where we need to see some real action. Whether it's
what do you recommend as a former prosecutor, U.S. attorney, businessman? What do you recommend?
Well, in the case that is brewing, that is going on right now in Nevada, the government should do what it never likes to do, and that is to admit a mistake and dismiss the indictments. The government doesn't like to do that. I think one of the main problems, Alex, with regard to the Bundy case out in Nevada, is the fact that the government basically was forced to back down in the face of, you know, the citizens standing up to the government.
And they were in the wrong. I mean, these were law-abiding citizens pushed too far.
They were. They were American citizens who had every right to be there. Some of them were exercising their Second Amendment rights. And now, I think to a large extent, simply because the government was embarrassed that it did have to back down, they turn around months later and issue indictments against 19 individuals. And not only that, Alex, but they refused to discuss bond. The judge went along with that. So Yeah, you have Mr. Bundy and his sons and all these other folks.
Locked up like they're in North Korea. I know you've got to go, and I've got an exclusive piece on Megyn Kelly's deception. But if you can, I'd like you to come back for 5 minutes, put a bow on this. Former Congressman Bob Barr, Liberty Guard, because I want to briefly get into laptop bombs, TSA, something you're an expert on, a Liberty Guard. And then briefly, your advice to President Trump. Because I know some of what we talk about gets to him. Occasionally he calls. But the point is, he does listen. So does people listen. What you would do is somebody that's, you know, really been there to advise the president to weather this whole fake Russiagate storm. We'll be back with Congressman Bob Barr, former Congressman. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
LibertyGuard.org, BobBarr.org.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
Fortune favors the bold. The fortune I want is my country back. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's like something like 91% in Nevada. Some of the other states are like 75, 80 plus percent federal. And then the feds act like they own everything else. And I mean, I've seen the arrogant armed police out west. And I've seen them even at Big Bend in Texas, where I've been going almost every year my whole life. I've been down to Big Bend 40-something times. And they are rude. You'll see a cop walking out, one of these federal armed park rangers, and they are just super arrogant. And then a lot of the normal rangers are super liberal, super SJW, and they're there to let you know you're lucky to even be here because you're bad for the earth. You're bad for the environment. And I thought, you know, I got a chip on my shoulder maybe. I'm going to go over and talk to more of these armed police I see at Big Ben when I see them. And they were just, almost all of them, super, super arrogant, super aggressive. And I don't want to get into some bashing fest here. I'm not Black Lives Matter or something. I don't see that from the average cop, state police, FBI, you name it. In fact, on average, they're the nicer folks in the public and more dedicated and hardworking in general. There's problems everywhere. But with these particular BLM and armed rangers, they are very arrogant. Former Congressman Bob Barr, former U.S. attorney. What do you think is happening in this culture, or do you disagree with me?
I don't disagree with you. As a matter of fact, I agree with what you've just been saying. And it's not so much a problem with individual officers, particularly local law enforcement. I've worked back when I was U.S. attorney here in Georgia for a number of years, and both as a member of Congress and even as a private attorney. I've worked with so many fine men and women who are law enforcement officers here in Georgia and other states. They understand, by and large, the line officers understand what the proper role of law enforcement is. They understand what the Constitution and our Bill of Rights says. The problem is with the arrogance of a lot of federal agencies, including, Alex, some of these smaller agencies, a number of folks that work in whether it's BLM or the regulators.
Fish and wildlife, I mean,
firearms,
SWAT teaming people over a barn they build. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh, it's it is. And far too often it ends in a tragedy. Sending a SWAT team out, for example, as Fairfax, Virginia does, perhaps even as a matter of routine now, sending a SWAT team out to serve a warrant in a white-collar crime case or a domestic case can lead to tragedy. We have too many SWAT teams. We have too much military weaponry in the hands of local law enforcement. And this has given rise to a mentality that is more in tune with our military's course of conduct overseas, which is very different, as it should be, from law enforcement domestically.
And law enforcement does not kill people and break things. Law enforcement does not kill people and break things. And that segues into where you've been on the groping of the genitals of the kids, the naked body scanners. You, Drudge, InfoWars, our listeners, have spearheaded the last decade trying to curtail the TSA. And I don't want to demonize the average person, but, I mean, it's Congress. It's all of us letting this happen. But regardless, the TSA, they let in radical Muslims. They don't vet them. They're 99% of the terrorism. Meanwhile, they admit that 94%, the average is like 92 nationally. In Minnesota, it's 94% of contraband, guns, bombs, drugs get through. This is pointless. We need to target people that are felons, target people that are jihadis, target people that are in public databases, not illegal surveillance, that say they're for jihad. These are the people that when their ID goes through, get searched. Not my children, not my 8-year-old daughter.
And you see it all the time. Just yesterday, for example, Alex, I was flying back from Las Vegas back home to Atlanta. And as I go through the TSA pre-check, which usually works fairly well, but more increasingly, I'm being stopped for a random check. So I've got to go over and go through their X-ray nonsense. But as I was sitting on the bench after going through all of this, putting my cowboy boots back on, I watched an elderly lady who obviously was not only elderly but in poor health. She was in a wheelchair, being forced to stand up, which was very difficult for her. Stand there, have her arms out, go through the whole, the groping, the patting down, and so forth. And as I was watching that and watching some of the other lines, you see all sorts of people coming through, including, I would have to tell you, a number that may very well fit the criteria for a person that does need to be looked at. But here they are spending all of this time with elderly women, elderly people who have health problems, who are in wheelchairs. And not only is it embarrassing and demeaning and frequently very physically uncomfortable for these elderly citizens, but it's taking away what really needs to be done, and that is to use common sense, use intelligence information that we have in looking for people who actually do potentially pose a threat. That's the problem.
Exactly, and I go further. If you're not a citizen and you're on some jihad site saying kill people and bomb people, deport them.
Absolutely. This sanctuary city nonsense, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, Attorney General Sessions was in Nevada yesterday and speaking and addressing this, this sanctuary city nonsense that has come up. I'm very
And again, I can't go to Mexico and overstay my visa. You can't go to China and do it. I mean, this is just what you have a country. We need to make it easy for good people to come here, not just be walked all over. I've got the Megyn Kelly piece coming up in a few minutes, but let me just briefly ask you, honestly, grading Trump, I wish he could ram through the tax cuts. He's trying, obviously, he's not perfect on every issue. I'm actually impressed by how much he's gotten done. What is your view of Trump overall and just any advice you give him, Bob Barr?
Certainly, he is far better than the alternative. And I've been very impressed with his grasp of the issues, for example, a lot of the regulatory and fiscal issues. But I've also been impressed with the statements that he's made with regard to prosecuting people in this country, not using the power of the federal government to prosecute people crimes that aren't really crimes. And I'd like to see more of that. It's very important for the president to lay out these issues as a policy matter, but we need to see some real action in terms of the prioritization by the Department of Justice and these other agencies as well.
Well, I totally agree, and we have seen the Democrats make stuff up and have hashtag kill Republicans and celebrate Scalise being shot and all this other craziness. All we're asking Trump to do is do his job, take the gloves off with all the crimes they've committed. I know they're going to say he's a tyrant, but they're the tyrants, and I'm not a police state guy. I'm not a throw the book at people, but they're escalating, and we've got to deal with this seditious force. The Democrats know they're becoming a coastal party of communists and ne'er-do-wells, and so they're fighting to overthrow our system, and our country faces a clear and present danger. And so as they commit suicide politically, we need to restrain them. They want to kill themselves politically. That's their business. They just can't take us down with them. LibertyGuard.org, BobBarr.org. Bob Barr, thank you as always for coming on.
Thank you, and look forward to it again soon, Alex.
You bet. There he goes. I wanted to get him on just about the background, all the rest of it. Really smart former congressman. Really great guy who does have the will to go after people. He started the impeachment with David Shippers and others of those folks, and so he's definitely got the courage it takes. Now, we're going to dump out a version later that actually has subtitles on this because some of the audio is not as clear as it could be because we were recording it from about 15 feet away and the room was echoey. But I mean, we're going to have more of this, bigger pieces next week. But this is just the opening salvo. This is just the beginning of our rollout, educating the public about how fake news works. And so Megyn Kelly thought that she would destroy us in free speech. NBC thought they would do that. Well, they found out the world is awake to them. So here is an exclusive first excerpt from behind the scenes with Megyn Kelly.
Is there, as you expand your business, right? Gold is doing very well. You can expand. And hire more people. Put more hours on the air.
I'm all about entrepreneurship, I'm all about businesses, but we're in a war, and if I'm proud of anything that Trump's picked up, it's the fact that the mainstream media is the enemy, does work for foreign and loveless multinational interests, that in many cases get massive taxpayer money, like NBC has gotten for decades, with tens of millions of dollars through its different defense sections and other programs. And so I am so proud of the fact that Republicans fight back as hard as they can. We're not perfect. We're trying to get it right. The public doesn't trust the media, and now they can put that back together again, and we're going to destroy the Republic. And so I'm really, really excited about that. And we are expanding our information warfare operations using the truth. And when we make mistakes, we correct it because the truth is what's key. And we're going to fight for our lives and fight for this country. And we're going to go all the way through and win. We're never going to stop. We're never going to surrender. Whatever the cost may be, we'll come to the end. Pope Churchill.
I
knew Megyn Kelly was lying to me. I knew it was going to be a jump cut, highly edited piece of disinformation, an excuse for the media to debate me for weeks beforehand, misrepresenting what I'd said in the past. It was an attempt to assassinate the new independent media. It was an attempt by the old dinosaur press that had been fully discredited to try to somehow come back from the dead by demonizing a straw man of Alex Jones that didn't really exist in the real world. But I had no idea how hard Megyn Kelly would fall on her face, because the American people had completely broken with MSM a long time ago. It was only the executives at NBC and Megyn Kelly that hadn't figured it out yet. America and the world doesn't trust them and hates them. The general public rejected the bullying and lies. They tuned in at record low numbers, and since then, her fall has only accelerated. And the fall of MSM doesn't stop with Megyn Kelly. CNN and many other news channels have gone from low ratings to almost zero. Ted Koppel was brought out of retirement to do a so-called interview with Sean Hannity. They interviewed him for close to an hour, but edited it down to only 70 seconds of unrecognizable lies.
You may remember, just a few months ago, back in March, I was the focus of fake edited news. I had agreed to do an interview with CBS and their Sunday morning program and their special contributor, Ted Koppel. The interview lasted nearly 50 minutes, as we discussed in great detail, great specificity, many, many things, why there's such a great divide in America, politics, and media. The interview airs, I get 70 seconds of that interview cut down. Afterwards, I called for CBS to release the full video, which, of course, they refused to do.
So it made sense when Hannity agreed that NBC should release the full interview, or at least large portions of it, on their site so the public could see what I really said.
Out of the hours of video apparently they taped, NBC only aired a few minutes of it. Now, Jones has called for NBC to release the full unedited version of the interview. And by the way, in this case, I have to agree. Whether you agree or disagree with them, this is the right thing to do. I do believe NBC News should release the tapes, the full tapes of the Alex Jones interview. Let Americans decide. Isn't that what websites are now for? Shouldn't NBC let you, the American public, see everything that was said, and then they can decide for themselves what to think?
First tonight, our report on the incendiary radio host, Alex Jones.
So far, that hasn't happened. So we're about to release the first group of excerpts from the Kelly interview, where I told her, bottom line, you've already failed, and you will be defeated, because America and the world is awake to your lies. On screen is an image of the unedited timeline, where NBC took totally unrelated comments, questions on different topics, and mixed them together. This is one of the dirtiest tricks you can play in fake news. In this first section, we're going to look how Megyn Kelly and NBC deceptively edited out the entire discussion of Seth Rich that was the point of the question, and then connected the question to something completely different. This is classical manipulation. Not just where you edit down the answer, but where the answer is connected to something that is an entirely different topic.
I'll give you an example. One of your reporters today said he's reporting on the Seth Rich case and said he had not spoken with Seth Rich's family, nor those investigating the Seth Rich case. How is that reporting?
Well, if you're reporting on boil down some analysis of other reporting, that's something completely different. So I wasn't there. I haven't seen the interview you did, so I can't really speak to that. But we sit there constantly and then go out and do mail and street interviews. I mean, would you call that reporting? Let's get the sense of the people. And then, you know, we don't stage fake shoots with fake actors. Like, you know, major media has been caught doing, or, you know, fake scenes with their application or not.
But you submit as fact things to the audience that you have not confirmed as fact.
No, I don't think that's the case. Yeah, and when we make mistakes, we never practice ourselves. So, yeah.
I'm just trying to get that you're very critical of the media, and yet you hold yourself out as a news organization, and yet you do not seem to require the same high standards of your own reporters that you would ask of the mainstream media.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about high standards of media, I know the media needs to face those, all the rest of it, but I mean, you know, in general, 95% of what we cover is looking at a news article and then, you know, discuss it. So, then to sit there and say,
suggest.
Well, you know, if you just look at an article and discuss it, it's garbage in, garbage out, right? If you haven't ascertained the veracity of that article, and it's all BS, and you spend 2 hours talking about it, then you put out a bunch of misinformation.
Yeah, but I mean, now you're traveling with some report I haven't seen, and just saying it's fake news, too.
I'm just trying to figure out what the vetting process is.
I mean, we all get Hillary was 15 points ahead. Yeah. And I mean, we all get mainstream media has got a big problem. And, you know, people have to come listen to me and actually see what I stand for and, you know, not sit there and, you know, have all cherry picks and take 2 weeks out of it and a bunch of
other. That's what I'm going to ask you. You have built a hugely successful organization, right? $7 million a year. And
they're close to that.
I don't know. I thought you told me that. That's a whole number out of what you said earlier.
Man, I don't know why. I just like, it looks like it's sweaty. It just sucks. All I have is like, when he said that, he said, it's perfect to serve me. I'm almost like next to that chimney thing.
Well, that's not
it. That is so different.
It's not that bad in that talking stuff.
Oh, I forgot to get this one. This is going to be really good for us. I'm just tired of talking, you know, everything else is wrong. This is everything I want. You guys just don't get it yet. It's like you don't get Trump.
Now, that is just a preview. Probably an hour of it we're going to air next week. Now, if you're a radio listener, you can actually see where we're showing how they edited it to make it deceptive on totally different topics. And then just editing them together to where it's unrecognizable what I was actually saying. And that's just the little preview of what's coming.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Always in informative. John Rappaport is going to be hosting the fourth hour, but I got two quick little segments here at the end of this hour, a little bit in the next hour, with Millie Weaver. She's going to go on a month-long trip. Over flyover country, her idea with one of her, the producers we work with, Gavin, to see the evil people that the Democrats and the liberals say are scum, say are filth, say are evil white people. Of course, there's folks other than white people living in the Midwest and in the East. So we're going to go to the states that went for Trump, some of which were Democrat previously, maybe because they didn't like being called scum. She'll be doing live reports, tape reports. They've got the idea to do some meetups that they'll announce, you know, a few days before. At InfoWars.com and at your YouTube channel as well. So Millie Weaver is about to hit the road with a film crew and travel this time up to the Midwest and into the South and the East. Next time, she's going to go West. We haven't really picked a name yet, have we? Is it? We talked a few days ago.
Fly Over America. Basically, we're going to be doing this series. We're going to be going and actually talking to the deplorables. To fly over America.
There it is. You just started a new Facebook. So right people there. Can follow that or they can like that. It's at Flyover States of America. And you can be the first folks to sign on for that. Is that a public Facebook?
Yes, it is a public Facebook. And we just created it like just now. And the first stop is in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be stopping there at 1 p.m. Dallas, Texas at a park there. So if you guys have a story to tell, come out and talk to us because we're going to be conducting interviews. We want to know what the mainstream media is not willing to show.
How could you talk to these bitter clingers? I mean, these are subhuman filth, according to Obama and the Democrats. These are the trash of the earth. These are the enemies that need to be dealt with.
Well, you know, the mainstream media likes to call us deplorables, bigots, racists, every horrible name under the sun.
So remember, if you're Hispanic, black, a human, mixed, purple skin, green skin, you know, even if you're from Mars or Pluto, come to the event. Tell us what you think of flyover country. Tell us what you think of those statements. Tell us what your stories are about whether you're for Trump, against Trump. You know, we never find folks that are against Trump that will actually talk.
Exactly.
They just scream, Russia, Russia, kill, kill.
That's right. And sometimes it's hard in places, liberal areas, like even Austin on the streets. You know, you go and talk to people and they get triggered. They can't handle
KKK.
it. You know, they can't handle it. They go berserk on you. So we want to actually talk to Fly Over America. And if you're ever wondering why they call it Fly Over America, it's because all the coastal dwelling progressives like to sit there and call Middle America Flyover America because they think they're too good to drive through and visit your states and visit you. They would rather snub their nose and fly over.
And pay five times more for their houses or apartments to have the state run their kids. And I'm not against people. You know, they're in beautiful Northern California or Southern California or Oregon or, you know, all and, you know, also the East Coast, great places. It's the elites that hate their own people and hate flyover, but it shows their arrogance.
It really does. And we're going to be talking to the coal miner that lost his job. We're going to be talking to the person who was working in manufacturing and how they now have hope because Trump is bringing back jobs. We're just going to be talking to your everyday Americans, the silent majority out there that feels strongly that the government, these politicians and the leftist media has completely.
But MSM always says we shouldn't give a voice to Middle America or Trump supporters. These are bad people. Are you even allowed? Does the Federal Election Commission even let you talk to flyover country? I don't think they're even allowed to talk.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. They paint all of flyover country as a bunch of KKK racists. And if you actually were to look and see, you would see that the racist population, the actual population of KKK out there is extremely small.
Sure. I mean, it's a way to demonize us. They've got a bunch of people that are spoiled brats that are, you know, totally freaked out. Come back and do 5 more minutes with us at a Rappaport. Briefly, folks, a plug. We're under globalist attack. We're having a huge effect. We're trying to make America great again. People say, why am I suddenly for the president? Because he's devastating the globalists. We're turning our sovereignty back. He's got the enemy totally freaked out. Free shipping of the month of July. Nutraceuticals, DNA Force is back. Michael's DX is back. A bunch of the sales are about to end because we're selling out of Brainforce, X2, Supermail. They're all discounted. InfoWarsLive.com. Thanks for the support. Hour 4 coming up. Spread the word, please. You are the power. You are the resistance.